This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the farm.
You got our own little AgNet here. I'm Doug Steffen, this week's American Family Farmer, product of the Good Day program. In the cooperative spirit of things here, I always enjoy hearing from you. I want you to suggest things that are important to family farmers. This program, the American Family Farmer, is about what's going on the family farm, how it affects what the locavores get to eat, family farm businesses, the opposite of the huge mega industrial farming and agricultural efforts that are going on in our country have some benefit. But for me, anyway, in my experience as a dairy guy, I've been around cows all my life. That's sort of what my credibility is here. Other than being a broadcaster for 5+ decades, I know my way around a cow. I know my way around a tractor. I know my way around a farm. I know my way around a truck. And I know my way around the issues. As a matter of fact, I got an email from someone who wanted to contribute. The fellow's name was Isaac, and he said, "I listen to you every week. You don't talk as much about dairying as you do the produce people." And you know what, sir? You're right. I don't. And maybe it's because I'm a little defensive in that I'm a dairy guy, and if I were left to my own devices, I would probably spend all my time talking about cows and dairy and how to overcome the stupidity of bureaucrats and the affront from the big, there are ways around the big production outfits, the Sweezes, the Dean Foods, etc., so that you can have a product you sell proudly on your own farm. Thus is the story we're going to tell today from the point of view of a lady who runs Dharma Lee, a grass-fed dairy operation. The lady's name is Phyllis Van Amberg. She's here. She and her husband and their 5 children are running this operation. You're in, I think you're in upstate New York. I'm looking at 518 area code, so I know enough about that area to be dangerous. I used to own the radio station there in Cobleskill that served that whole area, Sharon Springs, and I go to McFadden's auction 2 or 3 times a year. So how's my credibility so far, Phyllis?
It's fantastic. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
You're in my backyard. I'm great. How are you?
Well, maybe when I go to the auction a week from Saturday, I'll have to come see you. There's another auction a week from Saturday. I'm bringing one of my Massey Ferguson 1150s to be sold in the auction. So maybe do you ever come over to those auctions?
Nice. I haven't been to one of the auctions, but I know them well. We're only about 4 miles from there. So usually, you know, as you know, the parking lot extends along the highway.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, a mile in either direction. There's usually 1,000 people at those auctions. They come from all over the place, all over the Northeast. So where are you? Now, we're going to make this a little inside to get started with, and then we'll go to the bigger issues of what you're doing on your farm. But where, if I come up Route 20, or am I coming down one of the side roads that sort of comes across from Route 7, where are you in relation to 7 and 20?
We're right on Route 10. That, you know, it connects 7 and 20.
Up. So
we're in between we're in between 7 in Cobleskill and 20 in Sharon Springs, but we're very close to Sharon Springs, only 3 miles from the village.
Yeah. So you'd come out where that little at the bottom of the hill where the there's a supermarket, a little kind of a supermarket on one side, and the Stewart's is on the other side where 10 comes into 20. Is that where down that road there somewhere?
That's it. Take a left, go 3 miles, look west, and you're at our place.
Okay. Well, if I don't see you, maybe I'll come visit you when I'm up there next week.
That'd be great.
All right. How did you come to the name of Dharma Lee? What is that significant? Why that name? It's an interesting name.
Well, that's kind of fun for me because when we were early in sort of defining ourselves, you know, trying to figure out what we wanted to be when we were a big farm growing up, we came up with that name just from the two words, the meaning of the two words, so that something's dharma is sort of its essential nature. It's its identity in this existence, as opposed to, you know, a karma, which would extend from one lifetime to the next. And then a lei, or a li, if you're American, is a grassland or a meadow. And it just sort of clicked, and we chose it. And it was the beginning of our path towards really becoming essentially grass farmers.
All right, what do you have for cattle?
We, when we purchased the farm, we purchased the cattle too, which was a mixed herd, some Friesian, some Great Holstein, a little bit of Jersey and Ayrshire mixed in. And this sort of leads into the story of our beginning. The farm and the cows were really in very poor shape. And so, being new to commercial dairy, we said, wait a minute, our biggest vulnerability here is the efficiency of these cattle and the variability in the pastures.
Mm-hmm. How much land have you got, by the way? How many animals do you have, and how much land do you have?
We have about 230 acres that we own. We lease another 300, and we've got 85 animals, and so about 70 of those are milk cows.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have much. You're buying cows to replace and not raising them. Is that it?
We raise all of our own now.
You do?
So, yep, we do. So a lot of those are heifers. I guess I'm including the bred heifers as milk cows. I'm a little optimistic of counting them.
All right, so that size farm in today's world is problematic. Being in New York State is problematic. You see all around you, I will describe for the audience that doesn't know this area. This is an area about 45, 50 miles directly due west of Albany. And when you, it's very interesting. It's kind of like in England, where you go from city, suburb to the country in 2 seconds. It's like everything's popular and then there's nothing. And in Albany, it's interesting because once you get beyond Albany, once you get beyond Interstate 90, and I mean like 400 yards faster, once you get onto 88, you're into no man's land. Not no man's land, but you're into lots of open country, open spaces. And that was one of the things that appealed to me when I first found that little radio station about 20 years ago that I owned in Cobleskill for a long time, WSDE. It was a neat area because I love the farm. But I look around and I see now how bad government, bad management, and the onslaught of these big producers has put a lot of dairy farmers out of business. There's lots of land not being used there, which seems to be a shame, but maybe it's good for people like you who have decided to stick it out and find other land around, because there's lots of land in that area, isn't there?
It's true, and that's sort of a double-edged sword. There's a lot of land, but it's a lot of land that's been neglected.
Yes.
So, and one of the reasons that we were attracted to this area were the other farmers that were left. Paul and I both grew up on the other side of Albany, so just southern Rensselaer County, which just a few miles away from Columbia County, and it was pretty much impossible not only to purchase the land but to find any support system. You know, we didn't have McFadden's. We didn't have, you know, really other people that might service the tractors or supply the goods for the barn. So coming out here and trying to integrate with that, with the few farmers that existed, was one of the appeals for this area.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're going to. I'm sure I can tell already your attitude is so positive that you're going to make something of all of this. So
thank you.
I want to talk about this. There are two parts to this. I want to know about your farm. I also want to know about the Agrarian Learning Center, the Savory Institute that's in Sharon Springs that you are basically the director and chief educator for. I want to find out about how that's working to help people in that area, the knowledge that you have, farming practices, what they say, best and most modern. So we're going to focus on that to help folks out. 15 past the hour currently on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149 and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all Avella wood look tile. Plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
All right, 18 after the hour, our focus is on dairying and science and what cows do to the land, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're pleased to have with us Phyllis Van Emberg, who runs Dharma Lee. That's the farm, and then the Savory Institute. You can go to the website, savoryinstitute.com, and get the help that we're going to overview here in the next half hour. Is this mostly, that term savory is used a lot in Europe, so are the ideas that you put forth at this institute things that you learned and brought from Europe, or are they American ideas, or a combination of both?
I think that this, we're hoping that this information is spreading worldwide. It originated in Zimbabwe, actually at the time it was Rhodesia, and then came to the United States, but there are three hubs, perhaps I think a couple more in the works within Europe, so as far as I know, that might be exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I think that sounds like it. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So the premise here, at least in the Savory Institute, is to have people understand what cows bring to the land. Is that not correct?
That's right. That's correct. And it's an understanding. So along with a basic idea of how ecosystem processes work, how the utilization of animals varies from seasonal rainfall to year-round humidity areas, and how best to use them as a tool for proliferating photosynthesis, really.
So where do you feel, you sound like, I'm very simple and sort of, well, I'm not simple, but I get to the bottom line quickly in a simple way. I've explained this stuff, the whole business about methane gas and what it does to the atmosphere and what impact it has on climate change and cows and not only dairy cows, but beef cattle. We shouldn't be eating beef, and we shouldn't be doing this, shouldn't be drinking milk, that sort of thing. So where do you come in on the impact or the effect that animals do have on our atmosphere?
I come in pretty squarely with the base of holistic management, that when we use cattle intelligently as a tool, they are by far a net gain for the environment, for even methane. When we promote their proper use, we also promote methanotrophs on the soil surface, et cetera, and we promote the carbon cycle. So I'm pretty squarely on the yes, cattle are a positive when managed correctly.
So for those of you who listen to me in whatever form, whether it's just on this program or whether you listen to my Monday through Friday program or anything that I've done over the years, I've talked about this, and people say to me, that I'm criticized all the time, I don't know what I'm talking about. You sound like a guy with a paper butt, all kinds of things that come. So now you have the science to prove, not that I need to be right, but I am. It's 21 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Romanticism wrapped around farming still, even though it's a tough road to hoe. I have decided to pursue it, but it's an avocation for me, not a vocation. We're here aimed at helping those who have it as a vocation, American family farmers, farmers that are running farm businesses, the local boer movement that benefits from the food that's produced, the dairy. So I'm responding to some complaints that we don't have enough dairy discussion on this program. Thus, Phyllis Van Amberg is here, who along with her husband Paul runs Dharma Lee Farm in Sharon Springs, New York. We're also talking about the Savory Institute, which is aimed at having people understand how the land can be improved. Those people who depend on the land like we do, the public is being told something that's not true. I don't like the word lie because I think it's offensive, but what you're being told by the brain trust that thinks that everything that we do, including what mankind does, breathing, should be eliminated so that we don't have climate change. Climate change is going to occur no matter what, whether we're here or we aren't. We may be in some way, shape, or form affecting it by what we do, but to have people tell us that cows on the land are responsible for climate change is about as it's worth about as much, and I probably shouldn't say this because it's an insult to cow poop, but it's worth about as much as what comes out of the back end of a cow, which in fact, according to your work and my understanding of it, is quite valuable given what goes on in the digestive process of the cow and the microbes that come out in the poop. Ever notice, I'm sure you have, but I say this to the unwashed, if you ever walk in a pasture a day, two, three after a cow's pooped in a place, you see the grass around the poop to be very green and wonder, what do you suppose that is? Well, it's because of the microbial impact of what's come out of the back end of that cow that is contributing greatly to the photosynthetic process, which we need to have, otherwise we can't we can't breathe because the photosynthesis gives us the oxygen we breathe. Most people don't even know that, do they, Phyllis?
No, they don't. It's definitely an uphill battle, but we're chipping away at it, aren't we?
Well, we're trying to. Anyway, so how do you approach it? Who's coming to the Savory Institute to learn from you and the others who were there?
So, for the most part now, it's my fellow family farmers that send their milk, also grass-fed milk, to Maple Hill Creamery. So I'm doing consulting pretty robustly starting this year, and I'm starting with pasture plans, mostly because, as you know, dairy farmers are absolutely strapped, both financially and time-wise, emotionally. So we try to focus on pasture management, which is a little bit overemphasized in holistic management, but truthfully, the biggest bang for your buck. So I'm doing workshops, and I'm giving these family farmers pasture plans that will increase their pasture productivity year over year, regardless of weather. And by focusing on that, we can really start to loop in all of the other core principles that are going to help them really proliferate their production from the ground up. And, you know, what's really nice is make room for each other, because when you increase your own animal days per acre or tons per acre by understanding these principles, as we have here on the farm, your acreage actually shrinks. So you don't need to now gobble up the farm, the fields of your neighbor in order to stay in business. You can actually remain profitable with the acreage that you have and perhaps even shrink that. So we're starting right now working with those farms, which is about 120 farms at this point, with some more in the works. I'm hoping to get to as many as I can, and we're doing one-day workshops starting with a pasture plan.
All right, so the one-day workshops, we ought to talk about those. Maybe we can conduct a mini workshop here on the program. How's that? Maybe that way people who are listening will sign up for it. I think that's part of what I want to do, is help you out, because the message needs to be, the best practices message needs to be as open and out there as possible. So we continue with Phyllis Van Amberg on the American Family Farmer.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
On the land is the focus of this hour, a Good Day program called The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to affect, hopefully, what's going on the farms of America, the people who use and benefit from all the work that's done by the family farmers, the great produce, the milk, if we are to be accurate. I'm more likely, as I said in the last half hour, to be pushing dairy because I'm a dairy guy. But I'm also inquisitive, and I don't know that much about the world of produce. So more often than not, I have people on the program. And let's face it, there are more produce people now with smaller acreage, 4 acres, 10 acres, 15 acres, doing their thing. And so we address the problems that they have. But they have to have good land. And so this whole business that we're focused on here, the Savory Institute, in fact, I said I wanted to talk more about cattle, and that's part of the mission here. But basically, what's happening with Phyllis Van Amberg, who runs the Savory Institute in Sharon Springs, New York, is to give people an idea about how you can manage livestock to the benefit of the land. I'm on your website. You tell us that a third of the Earth's land surface is grassland. I was not a fan, Phyllis. This is not a program about politics, and we very rarely, other than me criticizing the bureaucrats, which is not politics, although leadership comes from whoever politically is in charge. They sort of set the tone for the bureaucrats, and in the last last 16 years, I think we've gone backward with both the most recent administrations really lost, and I'm being nice when I say that, when it came to the overabundance of regulation, regulating the wrong things for the wrong reason, that sort of thing. I remember when Obama first became president, one of the first things that I remember hearing from him that I took note of was some pronouncement that we ought to close down 50,000 acres of dairy land because he believed that the cows were ruining the atmosphere and plant trees on those 50,000 acres. He lost me. That was gone. From that point on, he had no credibility because he didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
He was going to have to do that project by himself. I'm not going to.
Yes, he was. That right, that's for sure. All right, so 70% of the world's grasslands have been degraded. They are, as in the area where you are in New York and where I am. My problem is different, though, in Massachusetts, where my farm is. I use about 800 acres of land for hay, of silage, and that sort of thing. And it's the same land we use over and over again. I'm in the process, or will be. I start in the fall, and I'll finish it in the spring, of converting four or five more fields. I'm trying to up the value of the hay fields. In doing so, you know, it's a lot of work, but you got to do it. There's nobody else around doing farming in my neck of the woods anyway, so I have to do, as you were suggesting, bring back a lot of fields that are not in good shape. They've just been let to play out. So how do you teach people how to do that at the Savory Institute?
We do. And, you know, it's so many farmers that have succeeded, especially dairy farmers, up until this point. It's really a joy to do this work with dairy farmers because they already understand. I don't have to go back to the beginning and understand and sort of explain the ecosystem processes, the water cycle, mineral cycle, energy flow, community dynamics. We all understand biodiversity, the soil health. I can just brush over that, and we can get right to the nuts and bolts of how using sort of it's a framework of ways to prioritize your operation. We have so much information. We know a lot about agronomy. We know all kinds of things about cows. We know about breeding. We know about efficiency, but there's all different measures of efficiency. So where do we put our efforts first? And that's what I really try to help these farmers with. And the grazing in, especially in grass-fed dairy, is so powerful because it doesn't cost anything to get started on something that will become profitable. And I start out with statistics over the last 3 years, moving from rotational grazing to using a grazing plan from the Savory Institute that allows me to shift daily. Anyway, as you know, the last 2 years we had, I believe you did as well, we had a drought right in the middle
horrible
of the growing
drought.
Season.
Horrible, dry. Horrible, 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 awful.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
So between 2014, when I was rotational grazing, and then 2015 and 2016, with my pasture plan, I tracked the animal days per year on the pasture, and I went from over 11,000 to over 15,000 to over 18,000. So in spite of those long periods of drought, we had 5 weeks and 6 weeks, I had 64% more animal days in 2016 versus 14. With the same farm, same cows, same pastures, but different weather. And it's the ability to shift nimbly that and look at what's happening on the land, use all that information that's so powerful, which is why he says it's the management. It's the management. It's being able to put the cows in the right place at the right time with the right effect. And you if you don't have a plan, it's too much to handle in your brain day to day. So
well,
we start there, and it's been very powerful.
One of the things that I find here, talking about power, I'm thinking about my own circumstance. At one point in time, I was milking about 135, 140 cows on the dairy farm that I have. I have two farms. I had the place where I raised the heifers. The cows, the maternity ward was there. So the bred heifers were there. They had their calves, and then I moved them to the other farm to milk them. And so we have 84 acres of pasture on this one particular piece of property. And so now I've limited the number of cows to about 80. Actually, less than that. In the drought last year, I had to I fanned out and found some pasture here and there that I could use, but I actually had to sell some cows to Pennsylvania because, and I am careful about where they go because I don't slaughter my cows.
Yes.
I don't do that sort of thing. I want them to be taken care of the way I take care of them, and it's hard to find these people. And it was really hard this year because nobody had any feed. But normally it's an acre per animal is what you ought to go for, and I found that my pasture really played out fast. And had to feed him whatever I could, you know, find around to feed him. And so that you overgraze that way, and that doesn't do the pastures any good at all. So that's part of what I'm guessing you're dealing with in this holistic management cycle that you have. It's just an educational thing as much as anything else, and finding the tools to move the electric fence from one part to another is fairly easy now conceptually to do, right?
That's right, and then you know knowing exactly when the whole thing is counterintuitive because farmers tend to graze. They try to keep up with the grass in the spring and sort of give the cows a paddock that is sized for the amount of dry matter they want the cows to eat. And you know this goes back to Voisin's work where you really need to focus on the time factor of recovery periods and impact. But you know this is the way that we sort of get through, and we graze our 50 dairy cows on about 85 acres, and last year we provided 162 days of feed unsupplemented on those 85.
Good for you. That was much better than I did. That's for sure. So you sell your milk. Your milk goes because you're not organic. It sounds like, but you're focused on pasture fed. So there's a sort of a co-op, a small co-op of farmers who are doing that. You're selling your milk direct to the supermarkets and stores, and are you direct on the farm as well?
No, we're not direct on the farm, and it is certified organic. It's certified.
Oh, it is. Okay, good.
Yep, certified organic and certified grass-fed, and it goes to Maple Hill Creamery. They're nationwide. I think they're in 6,000 stores and growing.
Yeah.
And you know, all supported by the family farms here in New York State, which is really, really exciting for us.
Yeah, it is. It's a great way. It's a great example. Check out the website, savoryinstitute.com. A few more minutes with Phyllis Van Amberg in a few moments. First, if you're hiring and you're a farmer and you want to know where to post your job to get the best candidates, you go to ziprecruiter.com. That's ziprecruiter.com/DJV to be able to use it free. Find the help you want. Need a herdsman? Go to ZipRecruiter.com. They focus on any industry. You need people who operate or repair the equipment. Whatever you need, in any city, any place around the country, use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Free usage, a way to find the best help. They'll help you juggle the candidates, rate them, hire the right person, do it quickly, efficiently, and without cost to you to get started. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's an innovative way to find people for the farm at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Free.
Continuing my series profiling women farmers today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. It's uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Even though the majority of primary farm operators in the United States are men, there are quite a few women who fill that role on their farms.
One of them is Cameo Van Horn, who raises 863 acres of corn and soybeans near Danube, Minnesota.
I get the comment all the time, well, you farm with your husband. I say, no, I'm the farmer, my husband farms with me. And they kind of look at me and say, oh, okay. And then once they get to know me, they usually say, yep, she's the farmer.
Van Horn hadn't planned to go into farming, but when her parents asked her if she'd come back to the farm, she says it seemed like the right thing to do. Sometimes she has to get creative to find workarounds when physical strength is needed, but, says Van Horn, her female perspective helps in some ways, too.
I maybe look at farming a little bit differently as either a mom or a female just for the safety aspect of it, trying to figure out what I can do that would be a safer way to do something. And if I can do it a safer way and it's still profitable, then I'll do it that way.
Tomorrow, the last show of this series on women farmers. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
46 after the hour now, the American Family Farmer, Phyllis Van Amberg, is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. She runs Darmalia, a grass-fed dairy operation in Sharon Springs, New York, and also runs the Savory Institute. Go to thesavoryinstitute.com. You'll see things that in many of our minds are sort of duh, but I wonder how many people don't, because only 2% of the people in our country make their living off the land anymore anyway. So understanding that without the grassland, without agriculture, we have nothing. We don't have a civilization. We don't have any food. We have no economy. You can't have people if you don't have agriculture. And there's so many people that are lost with that concept because they think everything comes from the store. I've used my farm, I bet you have too, Phyllis, as a teaching tool. So to teach kids where the food comes from, where does the milk come from, that sort of thing, because you ask a lot of kids, oh, it comes from the store. And it just isn't.
It's amazing, isn't it?
How distant we have become so quickly from the reality. I mean, people think it's a joke when I ride up and down the street on my tractor. Kids look at me and they look, they point and they laugh. You know, that kind of stuff. No respect for, yeah. I think it's better where you are. But anyway, this is how people need to be. That word is overused sometimes, empower, but this coursework looks like it does empower people. It's just another way of trying to make your land and what you're doing more valuable. That's really the bottom line here, isn't it?
It is. And that's what the Savory Institute is trying to do. So for us here, New York is a dairy state. And so for us, contextually, we've got a lot of dairy farmers, and we try to help them. Our partners in the hub, Claudia Kenny and Willie Denner, run a CSA vegetable farm with some beef integrated. They use those with the cover crops, and they're in the Hudson Valley. So they do a lot, you know, as you do with the veggie growers in their region. And so all around the globe, we've got hubs that are bringing this information and this ability to teach holistic management to contextually relevant spots so that we get the sort of people that know what's going on in that region and can support the other producers in that region. And it's gaining momentum, and I'm really excited about it.
So what about your family, others who are involved in running your farm? You and your husband, who else is there, or can the two of you do it by yourself?
We tried to do it by ourselves when kids were little. When we got the farm, we had three kids. We've got five now. So actually, the three oldest help tremendously, and the fourth is also critical. We have we built a chute to feed silage, and it drops down into wheelbarrows, and he goes in and shoots scrapes everything down in. But Vincent, our oldest son, works a lot with the tractors, and he milks my oldest daughter, Grace. She milks half the time. Maggie milks, I think she's six milkings a week now. So everybody jumps in where they can. You know, Maggie, Ruby, our youngest, you know, she's in charge of salt and minerals in the tie stall when that's appropriate.
See, that's
helps.
It. You got to bring the whole family in on it, and they have to share with their friends, the same as you're sharing with your adult friends, all of this information. So good luck to you. I will come see if I can find you in a weekend or so. The Savory Institute, Sharon Springs, New York, Phyllis Van Amberg, Dharma Lee, thank you for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
On the farm, and what's going on with you and me and us and those who depend on you and me and us for the food that they eat. I'm going to speak up for the animals in a moment. First, though, I want to remind you, as a part of what is the health and well-being of those on the farm, one of the things that is very apparent, farmers are working harder and harder. They need more sustenance. And one of the ways to get it is through a product called Super Beets. Eating the foods that you grow on the farm is one thing. Making sure that what you're putting into your body is as healthy as it can be. And then supplementing, because in this era, no matter what, we can't grow all of our own food, and therefore we need supplementation. And this is a way to help your blood flow better than any other way I know of, using beets that are grown on farms just like yours. Dietary nitrates come from these beets. They're grown on these farms around the country, and then they are cooked and they are dried and powdered and put into a canister. Super Beets, dietary nitrates that come in beets. Pretty much anybody who knows anything about growing knows that dietary nitrates come from green vegetables and mostly from beets, because beets are the easiest way to get these. That's what's natural about the beets. Fabulous somebody figured this out. You use the product to keep healthy circulation, open up your arteries, get the blood to your muscles, your brain, everything that needs to function well for you to be an American family farmer. Keep your blood pressure healthy by taking a glassful of Super Beets every day. If you've never tried Super Beets, get on the bandwagon. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com to get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry beets free. That's right, free, a 30-day supply with your first order, plus the book Beat the Odds. It explains how beets work to keep you strong and healthy and functioning in your job on the farm. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets, or order them online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
And now this comment. It's time for us to understand what the movement around the country, which was started by, I think, some of the people at the Farm Sanctuary, Gene Bauer's organization, it's in upstate New York, and he's got also a branch in California, the focus on the health and security. It's actually sanity as much as anything else. You know, whether you respect some of my friends who are in the dairying business and people who raise animals for slaughter, I think that the animals are just a commodity. I don't happen to subscribe to that belief. I think the animals are, they're not people, but they are beings, and they deserve respect. And I know that a lot of you find that to be contrary to what you were brought up understanding or thinking, but the animals will perform so much better, frankly, if they're better taken care of. That's been my experience. I've always been around, whatever it was, the first time when I was, 7 years old, I shoveled out a calf pen, understood what it, I didn't understand at the time, really, conceptually, but I get why they need room, because they grow up healthier, they need the muscle strength, they need the ability to move around, which has not been what's happened until recently. A lot of people are trying to stop farm abuse of animals. I think the American family farmer is not like the factory farms. I think the problem is that we all get put into the same bailiwick, we all get put into the same kettle of fish, and we aren't. I don't know anybody who's doing dairying the way I do and the way the lady was on with us today who keeps the calves in a pen where they can't move around. It just isn't productive. It's not smart. But there are a lot of these places around the country that do abuse cows, and some of the cows are terrified. The sheep, the pigs, the chickens, the turkeys get abused and neglected. So we need to stop that. That attitude is a negative attitude, and it's not very smart. It's not good for your business. It's not good for the animals. It's not good for you, ultimately. So I'm not here to preach necessarily, but I think that if you think it through, you will find that abusing the animals is, you may not even think about it that way, but it's no way to treat the animals. Get the best out of them. Treat them the best you possibly can. That's what I think. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farm.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.